Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
Not a cloud in the sky. It looks like an absolutely terrific day for the Flames golf tournament.
It is lovely. It's a tad windy here at Country Hills, but outside of that, played in this tournament in just about every condition you could have. And the best part of today has been the company.
Yeah.
The worst part of the day is the fact I'm not sure I'm ever playing this sport ever again after today.
I was wondering when was the last time you got the sticks out, because you don't do that.
You know what? I didn't. Now, normally I would play two or three times in a summer. Didn't even pick up a club.
Really?
Okay. All summer long.
It's a little rusty. So you're just going to have
fun? No, it's a disaster, but we're having fun. Great group of guys.
There, it's always good just to yap
yeah.
with the guys.
And I might have to hit a ball as we do this, so I'm just...
Do you want me to do my best Pat Summerall and kind of do that mellow sort of golf call for you, if you'd like?
You can do whatever you want. It's going to go right in the water, too. So
that's right.
You know, I could actually, if I put my phone right, I could call it as I do it.
That is what we're going to do, because that's
awesome. Is that what we're going to do?
Exactly. Lou, we had the rookie game there last night at the Saddle Dome. A couple things we learned. The goal horn is in good working order.
It is.
It works very, very well. You got to see the guys play in Calgary at home. You know, tell me, compare and contrast the two games that you saw.
Well, if I compared and contrasted, it would be pretty simple in the regards that the Flames last night took a lot of penalties early, didn't get off to a great start as a result of all the power plays. But in the second and third period, Kelly, they handled the game quite beautifully. They made good exits coming out of their own zone. You could tell that their team play, and I knew the team play was going to be better. I mean, you'd only played one game, and you're unfamiliar with people, and you have people at all kinds of different levels. So you expected that, but it was pretty impressive the last 40 minutes in particular, because they really didn't give the Oiler rookies, I bet you I counted 2-3 scoring chances tops in the last two periods of play. So efficient, effective in a game, though, that you always have to remember, it's about evaluation. It's not about the final score. But in saying that, you know, you're way more impressive even as an individual when you're playing the game the right way and the way the team wants you to play it.
How many guys, if any, screamed, "Take me to main camp"? How many people would you say on that list?
You know, I guess it depends on how you look at that or how you frame it, because I don't think there's going to be many guys that don't move on in one way, shape, or form, because they're going to have three different groups starting on Thursday morning at around 9 o'clock. So here's what I would say is there was one guy for me, Kelly, in particular, that I think he's getting closer and closer, and that's 21-year-old Martin Pospisil. He had a couple of goals. Mind you, one was an empty netter last night, but I've mentioned even earlier this week, I think his skill level has really improved. He came off a injury plague season, and, you know, he's going to be a bottom six guy at the highest level. He plays with all kinds of tenacity. He's no stranger to the penalty box. He's very gritty, gives you that element, and I've been quite impressed with him. I think he's really taken a step forward from what I even watched earlier this spring. So, you know, a lot of guys are going to make their way over there after what we saw. It's frankly what you want to be is you want to be, when it's all said and done, especially come Friday, you want to be in one of two groups. So we'll see how that plays itself out. And, you know, other guys were pretty impressive off the board last night. You know, I thought Soloviev, the defenseman from Belarus, did some really good things, was very competent. Kuznetsov, again, Poirier with some really good flashes. What's the yardage, fellas?
Here we
Thank
go.
You.
As Peter Labardius looks at this, eyes up this shot, and you know, he struggled today, but I think this might be the shot that really
gets
him back into contention here.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, we'll get to this in just a sec because I'm going to step up here and pretend. Hopefully, you'll be able to hear me.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
Most of the time, you can.
Well, a lot of times you can hear that sound. You just hear that sound of a golf pro, and it just kind of that sound. So I'm assuming that's what we're going to hear. So we'll just.
I am doing my head. Yes. All right. That's Derek. So I'm going to put the phone down.
Okay. Here we go. Peter Labardius is about to tee up a shot. He's been
unfortunate part of the game last night. Obviously, we'll get to it after I shank this ball. Was an injury.
All right, we'll talk about we'll talk about the injury. And
here we go. Get out of the way because I'm going to hit you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Labardius at the Flames tournament. Here we go. Make sure your hands are on top of each other. Oh.
Well, there haven't been many good shots, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, that's the first good drive I've hit all day, and maybe I needed to be on the radio in order to do it.
Lou, you're welcome.
Thank you kindly, Mr. Kirsch.
That's awesome.
And they are killing themselves here on whatever the heck hole we're on.
That is good
stuff. They're like, well, we didn't think there was actually one of those in the bag.
Yeah, it turns out, you're saving the best for last.
Yeah.
When the lights are on, there's Peter Labardius. So you talked about an injury. Get people kind of caught up with that.
Yeah, Connor Zeri, team's first-round pick in 2020, blocked a shot, looked like either it was top of the foot or up on the ankle, and Kelly, he couldn't put any pressure on it whatsoever. There hasn't been anything that's come out as of yet, but it did not look good, and so unfortunate for, you know, a young man who's coming off his best hockey season, a World Junior appearance, you know, played very well in 9 games with Stockton. We went back to Kamloops, really lit it up, as everybody expected the Saskatoon product to do. So unfortunate, and, you know, you just hope for the best in these cases.
Yeah, you hope it's a bruise and not a break, right?
Yeah, you most certainly do, even though deep bone bruises can cause you, you know, to be out for a significant length of time. But, you know, he's certainly one of the 5 or 6 guys that I think everybody's was excited to see in the camp, and obviously would have had some preseason games to participate in. And, you know, I shouldn't be so doomsday because I don't know. It didn't look good. So here's hoping that it ended up being better than what it looked like.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to see, especially in a game like that, but that kind of stuff can happen at any time. We have a little light in the control room here, Peter, that goes off during Hockey Central, that if I don't ask you about the goaltenders in 10 minutes or so, it starts flashing in my eyes. So I better ask you what you thought of the Flames goaltending last night.
You know, Dustin had an interesting night, Kelly, because, frankly, he didn't have a lot of work to do. And that's the bottom line. You know, he was busy in the first. I thought he made 3 or 4 really good saves. He gave up 1 goal. But, you know, to the team's credit, the team play in front of him was so good in the back half. It wasn't a game where I would say, you know, there was a lot of assessing to do. But, again, I like him positionally. He's smart. Made a couple of really good saves in total in the game. I think his puck playing has progressed. It's getting better. So, you know, I like him. I like him a lot. It's going to be a project. It's going to take some time. But, yeah, he played in both games. He went the full way, and I like what I see.
A fun fact that I regaled Logan Gordon with, that Dustin Wolfe is from the same town in California that former Stampeder great Jeff Garcia is from, Gilroy, California.
That's true.
You can, you know, regale people as you wish. We're talking with Peter Labardius. He's on the golf course. It is the Flames tournament. We're also joined by Logan Gordon. Logs.
First of all, who are you golfing with, Lou?
I am golfing with a bunch of amazing people, primarily from ATB.
Oh, nice. There you go.
And
nice.
We are having a lovely time. Scott, who's just trying to make an excellent birdie putt, and ooh, it just swings wide.
Yikes.
On the miss, but Scott's a great guy, and we've spent the whole day together. He played College One baseball at Santa Clara and in the mortgage business. It's such a good group of people.
It sounds like a day that everybody seems to enjoy every year, so I'm glad that you're out there
enjoying
it.
And for a great
it.
Cause, right?
Exactly, 100%. Just a couple of questions from me about training camp, main camp, starting up in a couple of days here. Daryl didn't get this opportunity last year. It came in mid-season. Do you remember anything about when Daryl came to Calgary the first time and what training camps were like under him and kind of what we can expect from a Daryl Sutter training camp this year to look like?
Logan, when I arrived in Calgary, it was 2008, and needless to say, Daryl was in a different position at that time. He was the GM. So for me, this is going to be the first Daryl Sutter-led training camp that I will have watched. I don't think it will
Lou, take a- I can tell you a story that when Daryl first got here, the one thing that changed, they used to have the training camp out in Banff a little bit here and there, and that was like over, like done. So that was the one thing that was really changed, because the guys would go out and kind of get ready in Banff, but he said, nope, Saddle Dome, that's it. So that was one of the big changes. That was before your time for sure. Oh, I've...
Well, the drive was better than the putt. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Did you miss my great story there?
No, I heard part of your story about Daryl's camp.
Yeah, Daryl, the Flames used to have their training camp in Banff, or part of it. And that was the one thing he changed to almost pretty quick. He said, no, we're going to do it the Saddle Dome, one place.
Right.
That's where they play. So this will be interesting, because we talk a little bit about, well, not a little bit. We talk a lot, guys, about how Daryl likes the vets, and you got to really prove yourself if you're a young guy. But hey, it's the NHL. It's not an easy league to break into, and nothing's going to be handed to you. So that's going to be interesting to see how this mix of young guys is going to, you know, see themselves at all these preseason games.
Well, there's eight of them, so there will be opportunities, you know, whether it's Jacob Markstrom, whether it's key veterans, you know, they're not going to appear in all those games. Probably, you know, in the neighborhood of half, depending on what players need to get ready. Kelly, what I really think is going to happen sooner rather than later is I think they're going to get down to their team, like, very quickly.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, especially not so much in preseason games, but it'll be more that way, I believe, in terms of
groups.
When they go to practice.
Groups, yeah.
You know, and really, really zoning in on systems and how they want to play. Remember, there's some new people to indoctrinate to, whether it's Goodbranson, whether it's Blake Coleman. You know, they have some new people as well. So that's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting, you know, to be some opportunities for certain young people in the games. But as far as, you know, when they get down to work and practice, which probably is equally, if not more important, especially this camp, Kelly, because, you know, listen, I've been to a million of these. There's some camps when, you know, there are a legitimate amount of jobs on the line. I just don't see that. Do you guys see that? I just don't.
I see slotting, to steal your word, but Logs, do you see any like, where's the big battle here?
Yeah, that's how Daryl lines everybody up is more of my interest than who is actually going to be in the lineup or in the main group for this team.
100%. And I'm glad you went there, Logan, because, you know, again, it's early in the process. It's not going to look that way necessarily in games. But I think because of the makeup, and here's the other thing that we know, too. I can't tell you exactly who it's going to be, but there's going to be two players in this camp, probably, that are going to push and be closer than maybe even we think right now. You know, I took a peek yesterday. I spied a little bit on the big group who were having their captain's type skate, as they like to call it. And one guy who caught my eye very quickly was Adam Rusicka. Bigger, stronger, looks faster. you know, he's a guy that I'm very curious to see if he can take it to a different level during this preseason, where I'm sure he will have plenty of opportunities to participate in those games. You know, Glenn Godden, what kind of a summer did he have? You know, he'd be a guy. And then again, you know, as the boss just talked about, Kelly, as you talked about, yeah, for me, the storylines are not necessarily who's going to be on the opening day roster, but who's going to play where and with who.
This is just one that popped in my mind as you mentioned that, Lou, and I remember specifically after the Gudbranson signing, he had mentioned that as soon as he got into Calgary, he had already jumped into group workouts and skates with the guys, and
yes,
they had been on the ice, the group, at least the group of them in Calgary, for a while now. I wonder if this head coach and his presence and the fact that he's won a couple Stanley Cups has guys a bit more at attention, if you will, ready to come into camp from day one at top level because they know what his expectations are.
Listen, the one thing about Daryl, and there's a lot of great things in regards to how Daryl runs his program, and one of them is, if you don't know what the expectations are, it's probably on you. I think it's very clear. I think it's very honest. I think it's very defined. I think in the exit meetings, there wouldn't have been many unanswered questions. So you talked about the word, you know, coming to camp with more attention. I don't know how I would define it, but it's probably fair, Logan, because, you know, for some of the players that didn't exactly flourish under Daryl, I'm sure that, you know, certain players were left with, hey, if you want a different result, here's the things that you need to be much better at. I remember, Daryl, I wish we could, I'd love to be able to find it in our archives, where early in his tenure, he talked about young players, and I forget the exact phrasing, but there's no question with him, like, you have to earn it. And it's not, it has to be earned over a consistent period of time. And his point was, in this day and age, because of the cap, because of the way the league has moved, you know, a lot of young players get early opportunities that they might not have in the past. Well, if you're going to earn more time with an even more veteran lineup this year in certain spots, you're going to have to earn it. And you better be good in areas where he needs you to be good.
I was thinking about what you were just saying about how Daryl's mindset is about younger players and you have to earn it. And that's, you know, probably more so with him than a lot of other coaches, and that's fine. But I want to remind all the Flames fans out there, because, you know, when you look at the schedule, and the Flames kind of they dig in right away. I mean, the schedule is what it is. You know, they start up in Edmonton, they got a home game against Anaheim, and then boom, it's out to the East. And every game, you know, here's a cliche, a sports radio cliche, are important. The points in October are important. So, you know, they can't really experiment so much. They've got enough new players to kind of work in already. So I think it's kind of the devil you know in a situation like that, where, you know, you don't want to be experimenting with your third and fourth lines.
Kelly, any way you structure it, unless things really change, this is a team that is going to require a good start. They're going to know how they're going to play. I think they're going to be harder to play against than they've been in the past. I think it's going to be, you know, I know the league standard is 3-2 in terms of the score. I think there's going to be a lot of that. And the Flames will really want to be dialed in on all of those key things defensively, responsibilities, you know, playing fast, rolling over their four groups. That's the kind of team that they're going to have to be. You know, what we don't know is the bounce back factor. How many players who had tough seasons last year are going to find closer to maybe some levels that we've had? And, you know, two guys for me, and we'll probably get to it more tomorrow. Two of the most important guys this season for me are Matthew Tkachuk and Johnny Gaudreau.
Absolutely. Yep.
And, you know, they're both in the final years of their contract. You know, there would be some people surprised in a sense that maybe one of those guys is still here. Last year was a tough one for both of them. I think probably even in some ways more so for Matthew. You know, Johnny, to his credit, you know, got it going late in the year. So there was something for him to build on later. But for Matthew, it was a roller coaster and it was tough and he never seemed to quite find him. But off seasons can change that. And I think they will. But, you know, there's some really, really good players. Another guy, Kelly, is Noah Hanifin, who I thought was outstanding. Now, remember, he underwent off-season shoulder surgery. I was told this week they hope to have him potentially for the last couple of preseason games. That's what I heard earlier this week.
That takes a long rehab, doesn't it? Like
it can.
Yeah. So that's one of those things you have to think about is like how strong can he be and you know, how do they ease him into the lineup or how does that work? That'll be interesting. The other guy, too, and we'll talk about it tomorrow more, is Sean Monahan. And where is he
100%.
With all those injuries? It was tough going. Like, if he's 100% and can stay healthy, you know what he can do. So there's just so many ifs with this team. It's crazy. But that's why we like it, too, right?
Well, it's true. I mean, this team has, think about the difference in expectation this year compared to last.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like night and day. And I think that's going to be beneficial. I really do. I'm not sure the group handled some of that stuff as well as they would have liked to. And the fact of the matter is, you know, they're in a division where there's some opportunity to make hay.
Yeah, absolutely. Pete, we'll let you enjoy the rest of your day with the crew from ATB. I know you're going to play a lot better because we're your good luck charm. We're all with you. And we'll talk tomorrow.
You just saved my day. I needed to get in one more drive, and I got the drive in. So now it's Coke Zero, easy breezy, the rest of the day.
You know,
have a great one, everybody. Thanks for your patience.
Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.